I hate some radio people.
Uh-oh.
Hi, good morning. Happy day after the storm. Cleaning up.
Anyone we know?
So yesterday it's snowing and I have nothing to do. So I log on to this webinar and it was like a radio industry webinar thing, right? You know, like how to freshen up the show and some tips for this and that. So I'm logging on and it's a webinar. So it's, you know, you just are watching the video and you hear the guy talking, but there's a little chat thing where if you want to ask a question. So before we log in, he says, hey, where's everyone from? This one guy, you can't make this up. This one guy checks in, and it's like one of our coworkers was on it, so it's like, hey, it's Crash from Portland, Maine. And then this guy checks in, and then I was like, oh my, I had to screenshot it and send it to Kyle. Hey, it's Omelette checking in from the Omelette and Coates show on the Bear in Northern Michigan. I looked at it and I was like, how do you take yourself seriously?
Hey,
like,
Omelette.
Like, not only is that your on-air name,
yeah,
like your professional name, you know, like if, like when you, people come up to you in the street, they say, hey, Omelette.
Right.
But then you're like off the air,
right,
logging on to a professional,
right,
radio industry webinar,
and
you go, hey, it's Omelette from the Bear. Like, really?
I'm going to have to look that up.
That's Omelette and Coates on the Bear. Like, what is that show? It's got to be the...
Right, classic rock.
Hey, listen, Omelette. Like, imagine if they started talking about a serious news story.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, well, I heard about this awful attack when Ukraine entered Russia. Omelette, what do you think about that? You know, like,
oh my God,
right?
I wonder
if
that's really
God.
His name. Like, maybe it's just a weird spelling. Oh, sorry.
Is that a real question?
Well, that could
I don't
be.
Think that his mother named him Omelette. I think it's that he does. Do I have to explain this
no,
to you?
No, I thought maybe that was his last name, and he just went with it,
Mr. Omelette. Yeah, that's true. That's better.
Maybe
well, there's
Ricky
been a
Omelette.
Really bad helicopter crash. What do you think, Mr. Omelette? Now that sounds like a morning show guy who's gone crazy and does a morning show with his invisible co-host, Mr. Omelette. That's what's going to happen to me when you finally drive me so nuts that I end up in a loony bin somewhere.
Right.
I'll be sitting there in the cell, you know, doing the, well, let's check the news feed there, Mr. Omelette.
Oh, my God. When will that happen? I want to be there.
At this rate, by next year.
Omelette.
Yeah. Blake and Omelette in the morning. We scramble up the tunes every day.